Joe Biden avoids speaking about number one midterm issue, inflation. By Wendell Hussebo on September 12, 2022. President Joe Biden's recent speeches in the midterm battleground states of Ohio, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania have all ignored rising costs for the American worker, the Associated Press reported Monday. The decision to skip over inflation raises concerns that the President of the United States is making a politically inexpedient calculation. Speaking about a topic that does not benefit Biden could be a factor in why he has ignored the soaring costs Americans are experiencing. The majority of Americans blame Biden for the 40-year high inflation. But inflation is still the top issue for Americans heading into the 2022 midterm elections, according to a recent Quinnipiac poll. Among many other major challenges, Biden's 40-year high inflation ranked first at 27%, with no other issue reaching double digits. Inflation is the top midterm issue for a reason. 56% of Americans say Biden's record inflation has caused them hardship, up from 49% in January and 45% in November, a Gallup poll found on Wednesday. The poll found that 24% of respondents have reduced spending, are buying less, or are simply purchasing essential items only. 17% have cut back on vacations, while another 17% have reduced gasoline consumption by driving less. 8% are staying home. Biden's decision to ignore inflation in the past weeks will continue Monday. He is scheduled to deliver remarks about curing cancer, a worthy goal but an issue without urgency. On Tuesday, the president will speak about the Inflation Reduction Act, which a Washington Post columnist torched as no such thing. In fact, the bill will likely further exacerbate Joe Biden's 40-year high inflation because it aims to extend Obamacare subsidies and reduce global warming. Biden's midterm strategy comes as his polling numbers, which are a bellwether for midterm success, are underwater and have not budged since sinking to -13% in March. According to Monday's Civics polling, Biden is underwater in all swing states. Nevada, 40% positive, 53% negative. Ohio, 34% to 59%. North Carolina, 39% to 54%. Pennsylvania, 41% to 52%. New Hampshire, 46% to 47%. Wisconsin, 41% to 53%. Arizona, 36% to 58%. And Georgia, 35% to 55%. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.